Moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio. Revolution, Revolution Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat masses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com. Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, can anyone listen? Yeah, I'm on, sorry. Good morning. Good morning, good evening. Good morning, good evening, and welcome everyone. I'll get used to this. We are on Revolution Radio, the place you want to be every day, every hour of the day. Studio A, Studio B, your choice, all good. Please hit the donation button, go on the shop, become a patron, share the love, share the moment, share in the room. Share. I hope it's all good now. I hope everyone can hear me. Yeah, great. And here we go. And we are on this roller coaster ride, aren't we? It's all brilliant. thank you, everyone. So I'll start. We started a little bit shaky, but here we go. Thank you, Blas famous Buddha. Thank you, Mitzi, Arch, Casual, Joan, Factor, Theory, Navy, Eagle, Flower, Wall-E, Mona Rattler, Boris Solomon, Comet, Lady Horse, I'm Matt, Mitchell, Dean, Sorry Sunflower, Batman, everyone I could read I have said, and everyone that is here in chat and everyone that can't hear, that is not here in chat but can hear, welcome, and we love you, and we love you to join us. So here we are. I am Spirit Talk with Lizzie, and it's a show where I share I'll calm down after being muted. A little stress of starting. But there we go. I mean, what do we do here? We share, yeah? Everyone shares in their own way. It's absolutely wonderful. Yay, Alamedica is joined too. Yay, the family is absolutely here. I love, love, love it. So, yes, start with a bit of joy, with a bit of a giggle. All is good. All is good. Maced, yay. Welcome, Maced. It's absolutely wonderful to have you all here. It's a family rejoice. Mr. Rowe, everyone is here. Yeah, I love it. So, you know, I try and stick always to the positive. Doesn't mean sometimes I do not go down the rabbit hole. Doesn't mean sometimes I don't speak positive, negative, things like that. I do. But we are unique shards of the divine, unique shards of oneness, all possibilities. And I say that from the heart because I truly believe that we are that. And I truly believe even now that everything seems to be upside down. Yeah. That one thing that we can do is not give in to fear, not give in to fear. Bring ourselves up towards joy, towards love, towards harmony. And there is where the highest resonance is and where our power lays, okay? So, you know, we can fall into drama every day. You know, even I, for as positive as I may be, I do go down there. I do. I casual. Great, you're here too. I do, you know, I start listening to stuff because I want to be in touch with what is going on. And I do get angry, you know, I kick my bed. Thank goodness it's just a mattress on the floor. indeed, I climb out of that, yeah, because I know that the resonance of love, the power and vibration of joy, love, compassion, all of that is one way of getting us out of here, okay, out of this situation. Anytime that we decide to go into fear and get stuck into fear, into the drama, and to hatred, we feed the machine. Do not feed the machine, yeah? Withdraw anything that feeds the machine. So you become stronger. We become stronger. We are strong, yeah? It's just finding that spot within us, yeah? And the more we unite, the stronger we become, yeah? And we have choices. We can say no. We can say no, yeah? We don't agree. No, we don't consent, yeah? So we unite in hearts and minds, hands together, and stand fast, stand strong in the power of us, yeah? Because that is who we truly are, yeah? And we can make that choice, yeah? So we go, if we go into the drama of choices, yeah? different faces of people, we have many sides. Yeah, we have many sides. You can always think that, okay, I'm good, you know, I don't have any bad sides to me. But, you know, life is not exclusive of negative or positive. Yeah, the world is not split into two, positive and negative. We have possibility of choices, both positive and negative, at all times. Yeah, so we can be good and choose good, but we also can be negative and choose negative. Yeah, so it is a choice that we have. Yeah, at all times, really. Even when it doesn't seem like that. What is positive? What is negative? You know, we could list, we could make a list of positive, negative, and they would be all correct. Also could write a list of so many things that could be seen or expressed or perceived as negative, positive, but really they are perception, belief system, conditioning, religion, etc. You know, also positioning, yeah, meaning. What is positioning? Country, religion, political views can make those choices, conditioning, when taken as medicine, yeah? And because of conditioning, we often take this as medicine, yeah? And it is so most of the time and can become fanatical, yeah? So if we're not in contact with our inner self, if we don't look after ourselves, meditation, prayer, however you choose to do, because it's all good, yeah? If you're in the positive, it's all good, yeah? If you choose to look after yourself and strengthen the part of you, yeah, then you are free, yeah? So making one think, feel, and believe that it is right and other wrong, fanaticism in politics is what becomes a straitjacket for people's hearts and minds, thus not allowing for expression of thoughts, feelings, emotion, and allowing self to express heart, soul, spirit, pouring into our lives and thus fly. Expressing ourselves is important in remembrance of whom and what we are. Spirit is here on journey in sharing of love, joy. Becoming aware is important. And also, like holding a light in the dark, again, being is all part of the journey. We are awesome people, you know. And don't believe anything else but that. Do not allow yourself to be put in a box. Yeah. You are amazing. You are wonderful. So cool. I love you too, Maced, and everyone else. We are the power, you know. We are the power. We are amazing, yeah. We are brothers and sisters, and regardless of where we come from, our, you know, belief systems and everything, we still are one, yeah? And if we see us as one, yeah? And if we, everyone shares, everyone receives, no one is lacking. And because no one is lacking, there is no sense of fear. So don't allow people to say to you, you know, powers that be, that we are too many here. And we are too many. There's not enough for everyone. Okay, you know, for all these powers to be that think and say that, go ahead, get in your very expensive spaceships and take off. Take off. Leave the world and we look after it really well, you know. Because we are inherently good, wonderful beings. Yeah. We are born beautiful. We are born good. We are born with the right to be here. We are amazing beings and don't allow anyone to say anything but that. So on this journey that we are, yeah, on this journey that we are, yeah, we have kind of, we have not only forgotten who we were, who we are, but also forgotten what we forgot. So this forgetting brings us to the illusion of self, yeah? As humans, most of us live immersed in our lives with little thought of who we are, why we are here, or where we are going. Now we've had time to recover a bit of that, to see and embrace, yeah, who we are. And we are facing something that, if we really truly think about it, we are so many, yeah. We are facing something that if we really, really, truly think about it, there has to be no fear. Because we can stand in peace, in harmony, in the power of us. Yeah? And be all powerful. Yeah? Joan, I am so happy you're here. Eagle Flower Navy, Mr. Rowe. Mitzi, yay. Eagle Flower, yay. Pat Radibit, Arch, yes. Amazed. Everyone here, Alamedic, I mean, everyone. I am so, so happy all of you are here. So, indeed. So as humans, most of us, yeah, we have lived immersed in our lives with little thought of who we are and why we are here. But powers that be, and this is going on for eons and eons, yeah, and why powers of be have got it to a T, you know. They have got this magic recipe, you know, all set up really well. They know what they're doing, you know. They can measure. There are things that measure our resonance, yeah, for example. If you go back in time, not that long ago, there were some wars in the Middle East somewhere. At the moment, I cannot remember the country. And I believe it was where Gaddafi was. Anyway, there was a lot of fighting going on, a lot of war going on, and they took, you know, there was a setup. There are satellites up in the sky. There are setups all over the world that measure resonance vibration, and we are resonance vibration. Everything is resonance vibration. So they were doing as an experiment. So they took a big group of people. I cannot tell you exactly how many, but they took a great big group of people into this war-torn country where, you know, it was terrible things there. So they took these people there as an experiment, and they were all heart, mind, coherence people. They knew that we are resonance. They knew that we are creators of our own destiny. They knew we can make choices. So they went there with that in their heart. Yeah. And they went there to create that. So they all sat down, and people outside the country as well, in different parts of the world, were sitting down, joining all at the same time. Meditation and prayers came together. And for X amount of time, I mean, this exists, this happened. This was a scientific experiment. So for a time, they sat down and experimented and prayed got together and meditated and came from the heart and wished for peace and became the peace. Because wishing, yeah, it can be wishy-washy. You have to become the peace. You have to become the love. You are that. You just have to be able to resonate it, yes. But these people knew that. So they were resonating the love. They were resonating the peace. And as that was happening, hey, Mario, welcome. As that was happening, peace started to shine everywhere. Yes. And it was beautiful. And there was no shooting. There was no fire. Everything became peaceful. Even the amount of people going in to hospitals suddenly became less. And it all was coming together. And of course, they held that for X amount of time and then started to gently came off that meditation, gently come off the prayer. And as it has got a lag time, it also, as they stopped, that group and people around the world that were doing that, as they stopped, also what happened was, suddenly the fighting started. Suddenly all of it started back up again. So, okay, you could say, and they did say, is this a fluke? Is this? Sorry, just having a little sip. Is this just a coincidence? So, they allowed for 24 hours or so, some time to pass. And in that time, you know, everything went back to normal, yeah. You know, fighting, you know, hatred, fear, the whole thing went back, you know, to itself. And so they decided, okay, let's see if it works again. I don't know, 1-2 days. I cannot say for sure, but they started off again. They sat down and went into this resonance of peace, into the resonance of love, into the heart-mind coherence of who we truly are. And what happened was, moment by moment, peace reigned. Yeah, and it all came back in. Like, you know, before the peace started flowing, the quietness, the birds started to singing. Amongst a war-torn country, yeah, suddenly it all happened again. And for the amount of time that it was held. And thus, it was proven so, because this was being measured from space. And these beacons that have been set up all around the world, it was proven that it works. So now, moving on from this most amazing experience to the experience of us, because we can do this. You know, it is proven that only an amount, a small amount of people, yeah, it's not even huge, it's not even 50%, yeah, but a small amount of people can actually stop all this freaking madness all around the world, yeah. All this that is going around the world can be stopped if we work on ourselves, go into mind-heart coherence, become what we truly are, yeah? And then it goes into domino effect, yeah? We really can throw it into a poof, and it will resonate all around the world to a certain point, yeah? That the tipping point happens, yeah? The really tipping point happens. And because if we get to that point, when we get, it's not an if, because it is happening. Yeah. Amongst all this that is going on, I can see people screaming out for it because they are becoming aware. For eons, brothers and sisters, we have sent people to die for freedom. I can tell you, stand up and live for freedom. Stand up and be freedom. You don't have to die for freedom. You can be the love. You are the love. You are the freedom. Take the rightful. The right is ours. We are that freedom. We are that peace. We are that love. We are that resonance. Take it. It is ours. It is ours. Go into heart-mind coherence. Every day, even if it's a little bit, grow that like a little seed. Look after it with love. Say, I love myself. I love my cat, my dog, my child, my husband, my sister, whoever it is that you love. My plants, the trees, embrace them. The sea, embrace it. The forest, embrace it. Because it is all love. It is all you and me. It is us moving forward like an ocean of power. That is what we are. We are the drop of water, but we are the ocean. We never lose this unique shard that we are when we are the ocean. We are always unique and beautiful and strong when we are that unique shard of oneness, when we are that one drop of water. But together, when we unite our heart, mind coherence, our peaceful, loving beings that we truly are, because deep within, that is what we want, yeah? You know, if you look around, most of us are true, peaceful, loving people. Most of us, yeah? We react being prodded. Of course we do. Yeah? Being prodded is not nice. That does not mean we are not nice people. It just means we are being prodded and reacting out of being prodded. But we can use that negative, use that anger into a positive forward motion of an oceanic proportion. Yeah? And we can together be this cosmic dance, cosmic power of love, creation, emotion, in motion. Disease is being not at ease with who we truly are, you know? And it is because we create through being prodded, yeah? Through being minimized, being shouted at, being told what to do, being told you cannot be, being told you cannot do. You are creative, beautiful, amazing beings. We are so beautiful. Believe in ourselves. Believe in yourself. Truly, you know, you are absolutely amazing. So, saying that, yeah, and I truly believe in what I say, I really do, because we are, you are a unique shard of the divine, the universe, the whole, or oneness, or whatever label, God, whatever label you like to call it. no one can take your place. And without you, endless synchronicity and evolution would not happen. You are so powerful that just by walking down the street, you can change someone's life forever by a smile, kind smile, resonating love, beingness, yeah, strings of consciousness would not happen if the unique shard that you are were not here. We are here for a reason. Embrace your unique spirit today and pay attention to what you are spreading and growing. You are beautiful and important. Take a moment and reflect on that. Every single one of you is here for a reason. We gravitate together for a reason. We are here for our own spiritual soul growth, but also we are here because we are unique. We are that one drop of water, but also we are the ocean. We are beautiful. And sometimes when I see that in my heart and in my mind's heart, I feel so humbled. Yeah. And tears of joy fall, very hot tears of joy and love fall down my cheeks because, yeah, I am grateful every day to be here. I have had hardship. I have had such difficult times. And I appreciate every moment of it because it is who I am now. Yeah, I've grown. From every negative, I brought a positive forward. From every negative, I decided to stay in the power of love. The power of who I am, yeah? And that is the choices we have. You can make the choice every time, every day. So to all of you, I say, I love every single one. I do, truly. When I speak of love, I speak of universal love, yeah. I speak of true love. Universal love is different to mushy love, yeah. For eons and eons, the words have been misshapen. So the word has been misshapen. So we see love as something weak. Love is not weak. Yeah. Love is strong. It's one of the highest resonances in existence. Joy, love, compassion. Those go hand in hand together. All of those words have been made to be weak by the word benders. Yeah. People who know, very knowledgeable, but who know how to bend the word. Yeah. And they have fed us this, yeah. So, break off the chains, yeah, because you don't need them. Break off the chains because you truly don't have them. It's all a perception that has been put into you. Open up your heart and you see them fall. Open up your heart, mind, coherence, and you see who you truly are. Yes? Universal love is wonderful. When people have put unconditional love, they put a condition on the love. Word benders, beware. Unconditional love is meant to be truly beautiful. Yes, it is. but it is word bending. So I call it universal love. Yeah. I call it true love because it is what we are. And yes, it is unconditional, but when we use the word unconditional, yeah, something clicks on our mind, yeah. And which one of us, if we are honest, do not put conditions in love? I love you, but you have to. I love you if you. Yeah. So universal love. Love. Creation. Yeah. Expand that love out of condition. Because we don't need to be conditioned. Yeah. We are conditioned all the time and we condition ourselves. I love you if, I love you but, no. I love you for who you truly are. I love myself for who I truly am. I accept that I may have good, bad, a limpy leg or whatever. That doesn't matter. Yeah? No condition about it. I love. Yeah. And that is who we are. Unique shards of oneness without condition. And that conditioning can be tough to move. But if you do your prayer, if you do your meditation, if you work on self, and if you say, I love, I am grateful, I am joyful, you will get there. You are there. You know, you are there. You know, I'm so, so grateful every day. I'm grateful for every single blade of grass because it's been sown, yeah, with love. Someone sowed those blades of grass, those seeds of grass with love. For every flower and every vegetable and every tree, for the air I breathe, I am grateful every day. You know, we take it for granted, but it is there, and without it, you are not here. So I'm grateful for every time I breathe in and out. I breathe in and out. I breathe in all what's mine and good, and breathe out all what is not mine. What is not good, and I have picked up from other beings that I interacted with and picked up inadvertently. Breathe in and out every day with gratefulness and joy. In the morning, I go in the garden, and when there is this dew, every single drop in the on the grass and on the plants, I rejoice that moment with a smile. And my heart flutters with love, you know. That love has no condition. There is no wrong bit of grass. There is no wrong petal of flower. Even one that's slightly twisted, it's perfect. So, yes. Every being is perfect, yeah, and we work and we learn, yeah, and we are powerful. Indeed, it is a pleasure to be here today with every single one of you. I am ever so, so grateful to have every single one of you here with me today. And the ones that are not here in chat room, yeah, but are listening, you are in my heart. You live in my heart. Every day, my brother, my sisters, everywhere, you are and live in my heart. And yes, you are on Revolution Radio with Spirit Talk with Lizzie. And we are on a journey of love, peace, and harmony today. So, any questions? I have not been keeping an eye on chat room. I will get used to do so. I will get used to do so. But yes, with time, I'll be able to navigate the whole system and keep an eye on the chat room. So you are on Revolution Radio, and please become a patron. Please hit that donation button. Go to the store. Share. Yeah. Share a bit of love. Keep us going. Because we are here for you and you are here for us. We are doing the sharing and you are doing the sharing in chat room and any way we can. We are here with our hearts and we share every day, every hour of the day, 24/7. Be the love and become a patron. Be the love and join in. Be the love every day and double it on Sunday. Why not? Love every day and double on Sunday. Yay. Yeah. So be the experience, be the love, just be, because you are brilliant, yeah? Just absolutely be. And indeed, be that love, be the person you are, be the amazing being that you are, be the shard of oneness, and know that you are all that and a lot more. Today I'm here with you, and my heart rejoices. Today I'm here with you. And I am oozing love. How do we become free? Well, you are free. You become free by knowing that you are. Freedom is something that is you. You are free. Yeah, in conditioning, in listening to those who tell you, you are conditioned, you are not a love, you are not this, and you can't be that. That is where we apparently are not free, but you are free. You can claim your freedom, you can claim your love, you can claim your place here, anytime, now, because now is the moment of you. Yeah, now is the moment where we start. Yeah, where, you know, today, this moment is the first day of your life. One step at a time. Yes, absolutely, Eagle Flower. And share the love. Absolutely amazed. And you can be only be what you give yourself the power to be. Yes. But don't say it, you can only. Absolutely true, Lady Horace. But you are that, yeah? We are beautiful, and I love to share it. I'm loving the sharing, yeah? For a long time, yeah? The conditioning, yeah? That has held us down can come down, yeah? It is all. Yeah, it is all part, yeah, of the positive, negative you can and cannot be, yeah. It is all, yeah, part of a perception that is given to us by the spoonful. But you can choose, yeah? You have the choice, yeah? Absolutely. So freedom is not something you look for outside of you. Freedom is within you. Love is not something you look outside of you. You are the love, yeah? Power is not something you look outside of you. You are the power, yeah? You are all that and more. You are all possibilities. Take that in, yeah, with your morning coffee. 1 second, I need a sip. So, yeah. I know, absolutely. Lady Horace was absolutely true in saying, and I know what she means. But yeah, the word we have to put out there. Even I, yeah. So I said we sometimes through the conditioning that we are still, and I included in there. Hi, Greenheart, welcome. It is all part of this, you see. So we work, yeah. And I know from being a child, you can only be this, you can only be that. But there's no only, yeah. We can be all possibilities, yeah. And there's no ifs to it. We have to put those aside, yeah, because we are, yeah, we are amazing. Hi, Dryfly Guy, welcome to. Yay, Factor Factory. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful here today. And I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. And I love, love, love every single one of you. And yes, absolutely. It is absolutely, Aj. It is simple. But it's made to look difficult. It's made to look impossible. And it's been fed to us for eons, you know. For eons and eons. They've been laughing in the background going like, look, it's easy, you know, which prod them here, make them angry there, lower their vibration, and down on their knees. They are ours again for another ion or two. But now we have that knowledge. Yeah, now we're becoming aware. Now, more than ever. I mean, I know it looks dark everywhere because of everything that is happening. But, you know, I see good stuff. I see people starting to be aware. I see people knowing this stuff and sharing this stuff. People coming out more and more. You know, I see the positive. And I think now is the time. Yeah. And we are getting towards the end, so I don't have a huge amount of time to say so much more. But now is the time, yeah, that we choose to go forward. Yeah, now is the first day of your life. This moment is when you make these choices, yeah. And, you know, be the choice. Be the love. Yeah. I love every single one of you. So hit that patron button and all the good buttons you have. And I thank Dryfly Guy, Greenheart, Lady Horace, Halomedica, Blasphemous Buddha, Mitzi, Arch, Casual, Joan, Factor Factory, Factor Theory, Navy, Eagle Flower, Wall E, Mona Rattler, Boy Salomon, Comet, Ahmad, Sari Sunflower, Batsman, Pat Rabbit, thank you for your support. Everyone I can see here and everyone I don't see here that I couldn't read, please join us. Be part of this great team. I love, love, love every single one of you. Be the change. You are the change. Don't wait to be rescued. You are the rescuer. You are brilliant every day and double it on Sunday. So what can I say? Apart from we are on Revolution Radio. And there are Studio A and Studio B where I am at. And any choice is a good choice at all times. The Magic Painter is on A and he's wonderful. And after Mad, you have Robert Morningstar. And after myself, there is Rock the Boat with Ron Stevens. And Bridge as well with our own Yolitzi, Mitzi, and Chatroom. And Christine Hart, Spectre Detective with Christine Hart. And Sacred Matrix with Janet Lesson and Dr. Shasa Lesson. And The Answers with I, Not, and Scott. I hope I said that correctly. I will get there, guys and girls. Okay, and on A, you'll have Morningstar and you have The Nighthawk Hour and Addicted to Our Own Destruction by Mike the Rebel, Madman Gaddy, and Watchman on the Wall, The Watchman, and Factor Theory, Life with Stephen Crawford. So whatever you are, yeah, A or B, it's a wonderful choice. Whatever you want to listen, listen to it with love. Join in every day, 24/7 on Revolution Radio and share the love, because love is who you are, and share the peace, because that is what we want. Imagine, what do you want for yourself, your children, your children's children? Imagine, what do you want? And bring that into your heart, into your heart-mind coherence, and project it out into creation, and embrace that, because that is what we want. Shake that fear off, yeah, shake those legs, shake those arms, shake that body. Out with the fear and in with the joy, in with the love, in with everything that rocks. Yes, Navy, love rocks. Absolutely. So, guys and girls, join on this amazing roller coaster ride, which is this amazing, beautiful blue planet. Rock this boat, yeah, and yes, join Conversations with Eagle Flower on Wednesday, Studio A at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, because she rocks too. She is a wonderful, wonderful host too. I mean, I could read the whole schedule because it's all wonderful, but do join in, because every day is a wonderful day. Yeah, join in with Patrick on Thursday at 12 p.m. because not for public consumption with Patrick English. It's wonderful. Be there. I'll be square. And followed by Willow's World. I mean, I could read the whole thing, but just be there. Yeah? Be there. Be the love. And we are getting towards the end, so I keep on going with sharing the love. And I love every single one. thanks again, everyone, wherever you are, A or B, or B. I love, love, love you for being here. And this is Lizzie with Spirit Talk with Lizzie on Sundays. Rock and roll that love.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.